Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Bridgetown is arguably the most urban, densely populated, and culturally rich center in Barbados. Its role as a national center is supported by a combination of nationally significant civic institutions, the Parliament of Barbados, major retail facilities, and residential communities. Coupled with that, Bridgetown is also home to some of the oldest buildings and parks. So it is understandable why on this day, April 4, 1950, the Barbados Advocate newspaper published the final of a two-part report which sought to expose the physical state of the city, particularly its alleys. While there was no indication that the spirit of homelessness was an issue in Bridgetown at that time, what was a problem, however, was simply too much garbage littering the streets and alleys. So much so that the writer of the article described it as a disgrace. The first report was published on April 1st after an advocate reporter inspected several side alleys leading to Swan Street on the previous day between 10:30 and 11:30 in the morning. For instance, in Busby Alley, which was one of the largest wayside markets in the city roadway, only a few feet wide, but trays and carts took up half of this, which made it difficult for pedestrians to pass up and down the alley. In addition, there were rotten edibles and bananas scattered around in the gutters, bits of paper and letters knocking around, and the entrance from Swan Street partly blocked by push carts containing oranges. At Luke's Alley, the entrance to Swan Street was blocked by fancy basket vendors, and a pile of wood, which belonged to a nearby bakery, stored up one side of the alley. Across at Bolton Lane, there was a heap of cloth and paper on one side of the road. The roadway was fairly clean, but fancy basket vendors formed a blockade at the Swan Street entrance. At White's Alley, only a few feet wide, but in spite of this, several large cases blocked the road around the center. A heap of stuff and fancy basket vendors nearly completely blocked the Swan Street entrance. While over at Middle Street, there was a very unusual scene. A motor lorry loaded with gas cylinders parked in the center of the road while the driver was being abused by two men manning push carts. Cars parked at one side and pedestrians had to force their way between the lorry and the cars. The final report printed on this day, April 4, 1950, after another investigation was carried out the day before, highlighted two cars in Flower Pot Alley, one of which blocked the entrance from Lower Broad Street, while the other blocked the wharf entrance. This alley was situated between Messrs. Newman's Cycle Center and the Singer Sewing Machine Company, was so small that it was impossible for four cyclists to ride abreast through it. A quantity of beer bottles, bits of bread and banana skins could also be seen scattered around the alley. At Hope's Alley, four or five corned beef tins knocked around in the gutters. Orange skins, rotten bananas, paper, and bits of cloth knocked around in the center of the road. Push carts were drawn up on both sides and badly in need of a washing. Conch's Alley was in a worse state with bits of paper, old bags, and cloth knocking around, while Cook's Alley was penetrated by a very pungent smell. Gutters badly in need of washing, but even more, it would seem that people used one or two spots instead of urinals. Bridgetown was, and many may argue, continues to be the heart of the island. So the final of a two-part report, which sought to expose the physical state of the city and hopefully spearhead a cleanup of its alleys, was published by the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, April 4, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.